Topic 1. Technique 21. Evidence based on surveys. Technique 21 consists of using information from surveys as supporting evidence for claims and statements in a document, and for dealing with certain types of problems and goals. Survey information is likely to be useful for writing projects, problems, and goals that involve the social sciences, business, and marketing. However, certain types of surveys are useful for the biological and physical sciences. This will become apparent after you read the following subtopic. Subtopic: A survey is one of the techniques commonly used to obtain scientific information. Surveys, experimentation, and field observations are three methods of obtaining scientific information. There are many types of surveys, and they are not only used to obtain information about people. Surveys are also used to obtain data about animals, plants, and inanimate objects. This will become apparent if you examine the following web-based articles: Animals and Plants Surveys, Monitoring and Records, Conducting and Analyzing Biodiversity Surveys, Conducting Wildlife Surveys. Conducting Wildlife Surveys. Different methods of geophysical surveys used in mineral prospecting. Geomagnetic surveys of impact structures and meteorite craters. The role of integrated geophysical survey methods in the assessment of archaeological landscapes. The Case of Portus, by Simon Key. When we hear the word surveys, many of us think of a questionnaire that is filled out by the participants or interviewers. Keep in mind that there are different types of surveys, and many different ways of collecting data. However, all surveys involve various types of statistical evaluations. Subtopic: A simplified description of some of the techniques used for surveys of people. Surveys that involve people can be very complex, but the basic idea is relatively simple. Usually, survey data is obtained with questionnaires, which may be filled out by the participants, or by people that interview the participants. Scientific surveys require the same set of questions for each participant that is interviewed. A simplified description of a survey that involves people is presented below using an example. Let us assume a town has a population of 10,000 adults. A marketing firm wants to carry out a survey in the town. However, because of financial limitations, the marketing firm will only interview 100 adults. This is 1% of the adult population. Let us assume the survey results indicate that from the 100 people interviewed, 20 wanted to buy skiing equipment, 30 wanted to buy fishing equipment, and 50 had no interest in purchasing skiing or fishing equipment. These results can be converted to a percentage and apply to the entire adult population of the town, as follows. 20% want to buy skiing equipment. This is 20% of 10,000, which equals 2,000 people. 30% want to buy fishing equipment. This is 30% of 10,000, which equals 3,000 people. 50% do not want to buy skiing or fishing equipment. This is 50% of 10,000, which is equal to 5,000 people. Subtopic: List of problems, goals, and situations where surveys might be useful. Surveys of people are widely used for many types of problems and goals. This includes marketing, political campaigns, public opinion concerning pending legislation. Surveys are also used to evaluate forests, farmland, and to find fossil fuels and minerals. Listed below, there are a few examples that illustrate the utility of surveys. Surveys are useful for estimating the level of support for a political candidate. This is useful for the candidate, because it provides feedback on how well he or she is carrying out the political campaign. Survey information is also useful for making the decision to quit the campaign if results are inadequate, or to continue with it if results are good. Surveys can be used to estimate the number of people that support legislation for a new law. If survey results indicate disapproval of the law, it can be modified to increase its popularity. Surveys can be used to evaluate the need for a public works project. Surveys of this nature may include public opinion, but they may also include surveys that involve the need for the public works project. For example, building a new highway might be, partly or totally, based on surveys that indicate the level of traffic congestion. Surveys of this nature can be carried out with electronic devices that count the number of automobiles on the road, at various time intervals, throughout the day and night. Surveys can be used to evaluate the feasibility of opening a business in a specific neighborhood. This can involve surveys that evaluate the population of the neighborhood and surrounding area, to see if the people will need the products or services provided by the new business. This can also involve surveys that count the number of potential competitors that the business will have if it opens in a specific locality. Surveys can be used to estimate the number of people in a population that are poor, low-income, middle-income, upper-income, and wealthy. This information can be used to estimate tax revenue and estimate the cost of public welfare programs. Surveys can be used to evaluate the spread of a disease. This information sometimes can be used to reduce the risk of an epidemic, if the survey indicates where and how a disease is spreading. This can involve travel warnings based on survey information, and directing medical services to localities that appear to be the source of the disease. Geological surveys can be used to find mineral and fossil fuel deposits. The results of surveys of this nature can indicate if investment should be made in a specific locality for mining or drilling efforts. Surveys of trees in a specific forest can indicate the number of healthy and unhealthy trees, and the effect of pollution on the trees. The survey results might indicate the need for additional studies and/or corrective action to maintain a forest.